Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I am joined by Darren Hansen, Vice President and General Manager of OpenStack Private Cloud at Rackspace. Hey, Darren, how's it going?
Good, Allison. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm great, and I'm excited about this conversation. You were last on the program when we were at the OpenStack Summit event in Tokyo, and we talked about collaborations between Intel and Rackspace on OpenStack. But I think we've got a different topic this time.
Yes.
So why don't you tell me about the news of the day?
Well, in February, Rackspace took our OpenStack journey to another level. I think, as many people know about Rackspace, we are first and foremost known for fanatical support. We're also known for customer choice. So we added an element of customer choice to our OpenStack portfolio by announcing that we can now support customers that wish to deploy the Red Hat OpenStack distribution, what they refer to as RHEL OSP. So for our customers that have made significant investments in Red Hat technologies, or they are looking for either the software assurance or the slower speed of being able to keep up with OpenStack innovation, we're offering now Rackspace Private Cloud powered by Red Hat, which gives those customers that have an affinity for Red Hat technologies another way to get started with fanatical support and OpenStack.
This is an amazing announcement. And can you tell me a little bit about your customer response to this announcement since you've made it?
Well, we have one customer that, for starters, was kind of the reason for the solution to be built in the first place, a large financial services institution. They are very excited about being able to have a Red Hat alternative because of the significant investments they've made in Red Hat patching solutions, the number of applications that they have built on the RHEL platform, and the level of legal assurance and support assurance for prior versions of OpenStack that they were going to require as a business. So just as an example, large enterprise, OpenStack releases a new version every 6 months and provides support for security features and bug fixes for the current version and one version in arrears. One of the things that Red Hat provides for its customers, and now Rackspace customers who value a managed service, is that they will support two additional versions back so that a customer doesn't quite have to keep up with every 6 months or every 1 year doing a major platform upgrade. And so for that one customer that really drove the Red Hat product, that was key. All of the customers that we're talking to with Red Hat are kind of falling in that same category. Want to move a little slower with innovation, value the investments they've made in Red Hat, and are looking for the best of both worlds, Red Hat software development and technology, and the human experience that Rackspace delivers in our ability to deliver OpenStack as a service.
There's been great progress with the OpenStack platform, and obviously the work that Intel and Rackspace are contributing to the community is going to help. But some of the things that we've heard from and customers is that OpenStack still remains a complex platform to deploy. Can you talk a little bit about how you're addressing that within Rackspace?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, to reinforce your point, CIO Magazine published some results from a survey commissioned by SUSE that said that the two biggest reasons that half of enterprise OpenStack deployments fail is because of two major barriers to entry. One is complexity, and one is the access to talent to be able to make their deployment successful. Despite all of that, despite those barriers, something like 80% of enterprises in mid-markets are still planning on tackling OpenStack in the next year. So Rackspace has a very strong message for customers that are looking to take advantage of OpenStack, and that is that when you partner with Rackspace, we feel like we've really delivered a superior model where you have, on one side, OpenStack as a service, and you have, on the other side, DIY or do-it-yourself OpenStack. And when you consume OpenStack as a service from Rackspace, you're really able to overcome, one, the concept of complexity, because Rackspace fundamentally simplifies OpenStack. We deliver it and productize it with a prescribed reference architecture and a level of repeatability for production workloads that is proven from Fortune 1 down to mid-market as a stable platform for customer-facing revenue-generating workloads. And then secondly, when you consume as a service, you get access to Rackspace's entire team of OpenStack talent. This is a talent pool that, by a factor of many, has more credibility and more experience operating OpenStack than anybody else in the industry. So the industry's coming along. There's still obviously some barriers to overcome with OpenStack, and we really feel like the choice between as a service and DIY is really paramount for customers to understand which side of the fence they fall on. And of course, we're going to convince them that as a service is a better way.
So when you look at the work that Intel is doing from a standpoint of OpenStack optimization and bringing more capability to the platform and the collaboration around OSIC, can you tell me a little bit about the latest on that collaboration since we talked last year?
Yeah, so I think at this point we have, Intel has hired and Rackspace has trained upwards of 60 of the 100 developers that we plan to accomplish and add to the community in the first year. Each one of those individuals that has joined the OSIC effort has gone through a level of training for OpenStack fundamentals, but also how to become an effective contributor and a core contributor. And now we've got teams fully integrated on site at our headquarters in San Antonio, where we've got OpenStack broken out into its piece parts. We have a compute team, we have a storage team, we have a networking team, we have an images and authentication team, security team, and so we have the side-by-side teams of development, and we are actively working. We just are wrapping up the influence and the impact that we were able to make for the Mataka release, which will be coming out here shortly before the Austin OpenStack Summit. And now we are evaluating what we need to pivot and shift to relative to the impact that we want to have for the Newton release, which will be released in the 6 months leading to the Barcelona OpenStack Summit. We've also recently completed our second major bug smash event, which was a global follow the sun bug patching, bug fixing effort that took Rackspace teams, Intel teams, and other major OpenStack community members that around the globe collaborated on a prioritized set of bugs that need to be addressed with existing OpenStack projects. So that was very exciting.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard that I think about a quarter of the known bugs actually were worked on and with new code submitted associated with them to the foundation based on that. That's amazing.
Yeah, very cool, and created a lot of excitement, I think, inside the development teams of both companies.
When did hackathons become bug smashing events? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, I guess they're really just synonymous. I don't know why we picked up on bug smash. I think we liked some of the clever imagery that we could come up with relative to kind of the RAID commercial of hackathons.
So, Darren, I know that folks online are probably interested in what we've been talking about. Is there a site that they can go to on Rackspace's website to learn about your various offerings, including the new Rackspace private cloud powered by Red Hat?
So if you want to get a complete product briefing on all things private cloud, the easiest way is to just go to www.rackspace.com, and there will be a major product heading for OpenStack private cloud. And then from there, you can really research and dig into both our powered by OpenStack, and you can find out more about Rackspace private cloud powered by Red Hat. And then, of course, for all things Rackspace and Intel, OSIC.org is now a live website. And that's also the site where developers and users can make requests for time on our shared OpenStack clusters, the 2,000 nodes that we're in the process of deploying and handing over access to various user groups that are working on OpenStack every day.
Well, Darren, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.